Editor's note. Mr. Rennick writes in response to the Beta Day Story Council questions North Bay's investment strategy as CFO departs. To the editor. Councillor Lowry's questions about the city's investment strategy were well-founded. The real problem is not simply that the required annual investment report has not been presented as mandated by the Municipal Act. The real problem is that interest earned on city investments has been diverted into discretionary reserves instead of remaining in the operating fund to reduce taxes. Since 2012, roughly $8 million in interest has been effectively charged to taxpayers under a budget line misleadingly labeled, interest earned on reserves. This label suggests income, but in reality, it is an internal transfer that increases the tax levy. Best practices in municipal accounting clearly state that only obligatory reserve funds should earn interest. Discretionary reserves should not. The City of Toronto's investment policy, for example, expressly prohibits adding interest to discretionary reserves. Despite repeated inquiries to city staff and appeals to multiple budget chiefs and CAOs, the practice has continued. The result is that taxpayers, who provided these funds, see no direct benefit. Much of this investment money exists because the city has been retaining operating surpluses in violation of Municipal Act Section 290.4. Rather than passing them on as income to reduce the following year's levy. Donald Rennick, CPA, CA, North Bay.